The legislature is back in order. We have two items left on the agenda. We'll start with item number 15. Catherine, please.
Authorizing the sale of tax delinquent property to Empire Polymer Solution LLC and Buchanan Partners LLC.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. I rise on behalf of Chairman Burtis, by the way, from the Ways and Means Committee. This resolution is to re-engage, repurpose the Sirocco property out in Van Buren. Great project, great idea. I urge full support to this request. Thank you.
Other comments or questions on item number 15? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 16 ayes, 1 absent.
Item 15 is adopted. And so the item left is item number 11. Catherine?
Providing for further austerity measures resulting from COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you, Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. When I first entered public service, someone a whole lot smarter than me and with a lot more wisdom asked me one single question before I did it. And that was, are you willing to make the tough decisions when you have to? And unfortunately, I think today's one of those days, guys, for all of us, each one of us, no matter where we are with the issue. This is a tough one. As we know, there have been a number of austerity decisions made throughout the COVID experience, many strategies employed to help get us to this point. And almost all of it was with no shortage of consternation. These are tough decisions. People get hurt. Extreme measures, ultimately, as everyone has known for months, were going to be inevitable to shore things up. Also unavoidable. And again, here we are today. As I said, everyone knew this was coming. Item 11. Authorizes such budget control measures, and it's with a heavy heart that I offer this resolution, item number 11, and urge your serious consideration of the matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader May. Other comments? Lester Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm rising in not support of this resolution simply because I just don't believe we give the sole authority to the executive branch to determine all the layoffs without any legislative oversight. That, to me, is an issue. It's not so much that we need to do layoffs. I understand that. I get we're in a pandemic. But I'm just not willing to give up our legislative authority to the executive branch to say who to lay off, when to lay off, and how many lay off without coming back before us. So that's where I'm at with it.
Other comments? Legislator Kuhn?
As it was just pointed out, we have known about this for months. This resolution appeared on the agenda last Thursday late afternoon. We talked earlier at the Gold Seal about Mr. McWaney's wonderful service, public service. That's what the employees here do. They provide public service. In addition to, I support what Legislator Williams was talking about, this is our responsibility, and we're being asked to abrogate the responsibility that is given to us by the Charter. And we also talked about working together. I don't see where we have been working together. I understand that the unions are in favor of working with the county executive on furloughs. Here's a fantasy. We could cut furloughed. How about furloughing 20% of every employee of this county, starting with the 14th floor? If people are going to suffer, we're in a crisis, no doubt. We should all be bearing the pain. I am concerned that this is an assault against unions, and I am completely not only against this. I'm really appalled at the way it has come down. Even the revised resolution that came 25 minutes before session, including the word may include furloughs, not shall, but may. It's hard to be trusting when the lack of transparency is so obvious. I will be voting a very strong no to this resolution.
Other comments? Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you for your comments. As I said, this is not fun, enjoyable for anybody. But just a couple points of clarification. For those of us that feel as though supporting it is the right thing to do under the circumstances in right now, we believe that this is a strategy or an approach that could ultimately help us mitigate ultimately what the job loss is by not only executing some layoffs within the process, but also looking at the way we do business. I've had conversations, and we all have opportunities to have conversations with decision makers and the folks who, the great folks that work for this county, which is why this is such a difficult thing, right? What they do is important. And every day I learn a new important way people are helped in this county. The strategy before you, the decision before you, is not passing on responsibility. It's choosing to approach this in a way that ultimately minimizes job loss. And what does that entail? It entails trusting the administration, trusting the county executive, who is probably more motivated than anybody in this room to avoid job loss, to undertake this process responsibly, judiciously, and ultimately with the taxpayers in mind. And again, I don't expect us to agree at the end of the day. That's reasonable and understandable. But today, those of us that do know we have to do something. We are in a real serious crisis financially. And again, with all due respect, I just wanted to kind of clarify where this support is coming from. We've got to trust. This is one time where we've got to trust in the process. This isn't a handoff. This is the best decision we can make to solve this problem with the least amount of impact on our community and on the good folks that work for the county. Thank you, Chairman.
Leader Irvin, who is with us via Zoom, would like to. Leader Irvin, who is with us via Zoom, would like to make a comment.
Thank you, Mr. I know that we're talking about a combination of kinds of things that we should be doing, taking money from the fund balance as well as laying off. Why aren't we looking at the fund balance first before we start thinking about laying off people? Why don't we take the $15 million now and then and hope that we get some money help to help with the deficit going forward before we lay off people and put them on the street? It doesn't make sense to me that we would lay them off first and then go to fund balance and hope that we don't have to do anything further.
Thank you. Other comments? Leslie Raleigh.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Two points I wanted to make. This resolution, there's a strict limit as to how many hours, which translates into positions, that he can affect through this resolution. We've set the limit at 154,000 hours. I'm not exactly sure how that may turn into positions, but quick math, it's got to be less than 100. So there's a strict limit there. The other key factor in the second replacement that we'll be voting on, the word furloughed is in there, which I think is essential. I think I've gotten the message as a legislator. I think the administration's got the message as the administration that we would prefer furloughs. And I'm confident that message was delivered loud and clear, and it's in this resolution. And I have every confidence that the administration is going to act on that. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I will be supporting this resolution.
Thank you. Legislator Williams.
Just a point of clarification. Yes, you're right. The word furlough is in the resolution, but it says may furlough. So that means may do it, may not do it. So to me, if the administration was serious about furloughs, then we wouldn't be having this conversation now. They would have been talking about furloughs with the union and coming up with a strategy to have furlough workers, or just put, we're going to furlough workers, not may or may not. So to me, that's not strong enough language that I trust the administration to do that, to do the furloughs, because it says they may or they may not. And to all due respect to Majority Leader May, I think that it is passing the buck. I think we are passing the buck over to the administration, absolutely. We are saying we don't want to take it on, so we'll give it to the we'll give it to the executive branch to do it. I think that's exactly what we are doing. Instead of coming back before the legislation to say, hey, whether it's 200, 100, or 250 laid off workers, let us have that say. Let us sit down and let us look at it. Instead of saying, here's a blank piece of paper, do what you need to do. I just can't support that.
Legislator Ryan?
Oh, yeah, so if I may. So providing for further austerity measures, and I'll say that this body has been working very hard, not just as a body, all of us, whether it's the, and that includes the county exec's office, right, with the all discussions about the voluntary incentive plan and cutting jobs and services in 103, we've done a lot, and we're in a bad spot. Whether it's, you can say we are a 9.9% reduction, which equates to a $35 million, but I would just say this. So I'm not going to support this, because I would say, yes, have we taken extraordinary austerity measures? I believe we have. However, I truly believe, and I know that the timing of this is upon us. I know this is very impactful on the 2020 budget, but if need be, if we can possibly talk about a reduced number of hours or a mandatory furlough, not May furlough, and I'm not saying that, I don't want to insinuate, right, that I'm not going to take the county executive's word. I'm not saying that. But to Legislator Williams' point, but if we're really, really serious about possible furloughs, then let's talk about that before we do this. Let's talk about what we can do out of WEP. We just took money out of WEP for another project or fund balance, but maybe there are cuts there, and then we can apply fund balance here if fund balance here. I think all of those combinations and all of those monies and everything that we can do should be talked about, applied, thought of, enacted, every other thing that you want to say before we get to this point. Because I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to say that the CFO, right, so or the personnel, the county exec, I'm not going to say there's any ill intentions there, but I just, as a legislator, a member of the legislative branch of government, I would like to be more part of the conversation. And before I vote on this, I want to make sure that every single last austerity measure is over, no rock unturned until we get to the point that we're laying somebody off. So I won't be supportive of this, and hopefully we can get to that point.
Legislator Rowley. You're good.
Thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make the comment that I think the word may is appropriate, because in order to do furloughs, you have to negotiate it. There has to be a quid pro quo. Maybe that's an inappropriate term. But there is you have to have two sides agree. And so if we don't agree in the negotiations over furloughs, the word shall can't be implemented. So I think the word may is appropriate in this instance. And again, I would urge my colleagues to vote for this. Thank you.
Legislator Abbott Cannon.
I couldn't agree more. As a former union employee myself, when I worked in the media, I know several of you are also union members. It's not the legislature that negotiates with unions. I'm thrilled that that's in there. Nobody wants to stand here and talk about this. And I just have to say this. Working with all of you and being part of this whole response, I actually find it a little patronizing to even presume that every stone has not been unturned. We are leaders here. It is a heavy heart that I'm going to support this today with faith and confidence and the full intention to make sure that we are looking at furloughs in any capacity. And not just that. You know, there are so many other things we need to do here, and if people lose jobs, it's our job to make sure we scoop them up and figure it out, and that's my intention. It's time to make a hard decision. I don't want to have to do this. That's why we're here. It's leadership. Thank you.
Legislator Kuhn.
Just a quick response. I am aware that the unions and the members have been for months willing to talk about and discuss furloughs. So that's not that it's not on the table. Of course it has to be negotiated, but that should be a hard word of shall. And you know what's really hard? Being unemployed. Thank you.
Other comments? Legislator Holmquist, can you take the chair, please?
Chair recognizes the chairman.
Thank you. Here we are. None of us want to be here right now, but we're here. I'm not happy about this, just like several other folks have said. In fact, you know, this is, again, one of the tougher decisions myself and other folks are going to have to make. I feel a little bit this much comfortable in my position just because I know I did every single thing I could to try and push off this day as long as I could and try and make this day never happen to begin with. But, I voted for a tax a couple of months ago. First time I've ever done that. But I did that to push today off in hopes that today would never happen. Unfortunately, we're not getting the help from the federal government. Unfortunately, we are looking at a huge hit from New York State on programs that they make us run for them, and they're just not going to reimburse us for the costs. So, you know, I feel comfortable that I've done everything. I know, you know, we've worked with the executive side, you know, on cutting costs. And everything you can imagine. And unfortunately, you know, we are in an unprecedented spot. And when you look back at what COVID has done to us as a body, it's difficult because it's really it's hampered our communications. It's, you know, made us make some really, really, really tough decisions that have divided us, unfortunately. But as Leader May said, you know, these are the tough decisions that we're here to do. So, you know, what are the other options? I know Leader Irvin talked about fund balance. We're taking $15 million out of our fund balance. That's going to drop us below our 10% mandated target that we have, but that's okay. This is, again, an unprecedented thing. But we have to be careful there, too, because this isn't just a problem of today. This is going to be a problem next year and probably the year after while we catch up. So we have to be very, very judicious how we use our fund balance, because if there could even be a second wave of this that people are talking about, national shutdowns, anything like that, we're going to need that fund balance dearly to avoid even more draconian cuts. So, again, yeah, nobody's happy about this. The resolution that we have now, we made two changes to it. Very, very, very small, only a few words, but very, very significant. We put a hard end date on it of March 31st, which is the end of the state's fiscal year. We did that on purpose because the state has to the end of their fiscal year to cut us. So they could cut us now in our fiscal year, or they could cut us next year in our next fiscal year, their current fiscal year. So that guards against that. Legislator Rowley asked us to put in the furlough. Again, that's showing the county executive and his team that we want to keep all options open. And lastly, doing it this way, again, it's unprecedented, but we're in unprecedented times. By giving the county executive the flexibility that we're giving him, we are saving county jobs. Because the normal way we do this is the county executive would come over with a big layoff resolution. He has to assume the worst. Hope for the best, plan for the worst. So we'd be looking at doing 200, 250 jobs. This way, the county executive and his team, in coordination with us, by reporting to us, can react real time. If sales tax continues to increase, now we're into the time of the sales tax payments. We're into June now, that we'll be getting in September. When things were opening back up, hopefully the taxes will follow on that. And if there's good news, it gets scaled back. If it's bad news, unfortunately, we have to go the other way. But it's not just this hard cut up front, and then in January we say, oh, geez, we ended up better than we thought. Boy, unfortunately, we cut too many people. But that's the information we had. And so not a perfect solution, very rarely is, but under the circumstances, it warrants our support. So I will obviously be voting yes for this as we go forward. Any other comments? Seeing none, clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Irvin?
No.
Chase? Holmquist?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Bush?
No.
Jordan?
Yes.
Kinney? Kinney?
No.
Williams?
No.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis? Cody?
Yes.
Abbott Keenan?
Yes.
Kuhn?
No.
Ryan?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Nine ayes, seven opposed, one absent.
Resolution 11 is adopted. That was our last order of business. There is no unfinished business. The only announcement from the chair is good news on legislator Tasson. She's moved into rehab, so great message there. Leader May, will you make a motion to adjourn the meeting? Fourth. We are adjourned. Sixth.
Sorry, it was 9-7, right?